Welcome back, guys. It's Alex again from the Shop Before podcast. Hope you've all been well. It's the season two of the podcast, and hopefully we can get better and better by the more times I do this. But it is a hard thing to do when you're talking to yourself, and hopefully people are listening. But I just want to talk about our next topic of discussion, which is favourites. Favourites, not their chocolates as such, but people's personal favourites in people. Whether they're deserved or not, some people are put on pedestals, and once they are on that pedestal and they are part of the favored line, then they can do anything they want and they can do no wrong. As we all probably have seen around us, people that we don't understand why but seem to have an easier pathway purely because they get along with the people in the power. People with the power, people who have influence, and people who will make their life easier just because they feel they're more aligned to their way of thinking. So this is something that I'm sure we all have experienced in the past or even currently. Hopefully not so much in a way that affects us and makes us feel that we've got to try even harder to get our fair share. But it is something that we endeavor to deal with so that way we don't have to feel like we are second pick. It is something that we sometimes feel less appreciated because we have done as much as anyone else in the same field, but purely because we're not ones that will suck up and we speak our mind, and that doesn't always work well with people who only say the good, don't ever say anything that they think will come across as a negative. And because of this, they give half themselves and only the half that they feel will get them the benefits through having that easier lifestyle. So hopefully it is something that if it does happen, that doesn't throw you off your own self, because sometimes you can feel you have to change who you are. Just so you can get along with the people that you're in the circle with. So my advice would be, if it can't be helped, you got to know who you are, not forget that it's strength in yourself, knowing who you are, that will keep you honest, keep you true to having integrity and being based to in the same thoughts that you've had, whether people agree with you or not. No one has to be rude to each other when expressing their opinions. It's purely your views and values aren't always going to be aligned with someone else's. Best you can do is give them respect, but if you can interact with people who don't put you down because of your thoughts, or at least appreciate that we all are different, that's probably one of the healthiest things you can do. But obviously there's confrontation with certain people that can't control themselves and are lacking empathy for anyone else that has a different opinion. So it is something that I'm sure we all have faced, and whether we feel we have to go against our thoughts and do what they're doing to get on that pedestal, or whether we rather stay where we are and be happy knowing that we haven't compromised our own values, that's up to you. I'm sure trying to fit in always feels like the right thing to do, but sometimes better to stand out for being different, and I'm sure in some ways you'll be respected for being honest rather than sucking up, because sucking up is something that can stand out as you're just saying what's the popular opinion. But when like everything else, when fashions change and opinions change, you look like someone who's just following the trends, and not a lot of people can respect someone who can't stay true to their own opinion. So I would say be a person of your word, and just be honest with people, but be respectful at the same time, and hopefully you can actually get to a place where you don't feel so put out of place. Otherwise, if it does feel like it's getting you down, whether you speak to a friend and get advice, or whether you change your job or change your circle of friends, because if you're going to put yourself in a place where you're constantly unhappy, it's going to do you more harm than good. So unless you can change your perspective and things, and look at life that little bit different, and that not trying to fit in with people, but just be proud to be different. And whether or not you're not agreeing with people in most of the cases, at least you don't have to let it sway you, and change a person that you're proud to be. So that's one thing that is where strength comes from, is being proud. And if you can't be proud of your response, and you feel that when you're interacting with different people, you've got to completely change who you are, that's something that shows signs that you're going against what is the norm and what feels right. So you should be able to say what you want to say, whether you're with friends, colleagues, family, anyone. If you feel you have to shut yourself down, it's a clear sign that you're just in the wrong circle of friends or circle of people, and you're only going to be happy if you just if you separate yourself from them. It's better being alone than being miserable, I would say. And when sometimes people flock towards their same nationality or groups of people, my belief is that it's personality that's more important than nationality. It's personality that connects with people that share the same values. Nationality can sometimes steer you to people that the only thing that you do have in common is that you share the same culture, but outside of the culture, there's no other connection between you and them. So I would say chase a good personality, chase people who have positive energy, and who, when you leave them, you feel that you miss them because they are a positive energy and a good part of your life. If you leave someone and that you feel better from not being next to them, I would say that's a clear sign that they're not the right person to spend your time with. Because by you spending time with them, you're devaluing your own time. And time is such a precious commodity. I would say, even though we all have the same amount of time in life, our priorities can vary, and from our responsibilities. So the little free time that we have, best to spare it with people that you respect and that are your favorites, because they're true, rather than just being with someone who's popular, and probably for all the wrong reasons. So that's all I want to say on this episode. I hope you all are well, and join me on the next one, and hopefully we can continue this conversation another time. And feel free to jump on the website lostmymind.com.au or shopify.com.au. It's the same website. But thanks again for joining me, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye.